It was a moment that galvanized the world as the lunar lander Eagle touched down in the Sea of Tranquility on July 20th, 1969.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first humans on the moon. 10 more astronauts would follow. Aldrin says competition between the world's superpowers, the United States and Soviet Union, drove the mission. But with the goal attained, competition was not enough to sustain the program. 6 crews would touch down between 1969 and the last lunar landing in 1972.
And I think those stories need to be told over and over again.
The U.S. space agency NASA turned to other missions, including the Space Shuttle and the International Space Station, a cooperative project of 16 nations, including Russia, Japan, and Canada. Aldrin says the United States now has a president who promised change, and one change the former astronaut wants to see is greater cooperation in space.
We, the United States, could help the international partners that we could bring into the space station, China, India, South Korea, Brazil, have them join there and begin to gradually look at the moon as an international project that the U.S. experience can help the other nations land on the moon, and we'll work with them, but not spend our resources and our big rockets and spacecraft to go to the moon. We've done that.
In 2003, President Bush announced a plan to return humans to the moon by 2020 and use the moon as a base to go on to Mars. NASA is reevaluating its options. An advisory panel has presented a report to the White House saying the projected program of manned exploration requires a major infusion of money. Aldrin believes the space program should remain flexible, responding to new priorities and available resources. But he says the United States should keep its attention focused on interplanetary travel and reevaluate the goal 10 years from now.
We could reaffirm that, or we could say, well, we've looked at it, and I think we want to go and visit the asteroids more and get some minerals from there. Or if we find some minerals that are on the moon, with robotic exploration by 2020, or maybe we run out of money again and we say, well, let's build another space station, or let's just have robotics.
Still, Aldrin hopes the United States will put humans on Mars soon after 2030, and he says the nation should consider a stopover base on the Martian moon Phobos. The former astronaut believes nations can compete to develop space technology, but then pool their efforts for major missions. He says the stakes are high and require the kind of leadership shown by great explorers and other leaders in history.
The historical nature of a world leader that commits a realistic path of about 24 years to take creatures from the surface of one planet like the Earth and begin to have a growing permanent settlement on another planet in the solar system. Historically, that's, in my estimation, greater than Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, Magellan, Columbus, Kennedy.
Aldrin has chronicled his own life journey in the book Magnificent Desolation and also written a children's text called Look to the Stars, which is meant to inspire young readers with a vision of humanity's future in space. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.